You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every human. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear God, we find that we are too busy, partly because every time we understand someone's problem, we jump quickly to giving things to do for ourselves and others. Help us to pause and see your glory, the glory of God, like Jesus did, that people might have hope. Help us to share this glory that we have seen. Amen. Do you ever feel like you're too busy? On this Christmas day, we continue a series talking about how do you communicate to people. Yesterday on Christmas Eve, we began by talking about Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus. Today we learn from Jesus, and then next Sunday we'll learn from Joseph. Together, the Holy Family, Mary, Jesus, and Joseph, are a classic example of how to communicate. On Christmas Eve, we learned from Mary the importance of pondering the problem. When we don't talk to people about things that they care about, problems that they have, they won't listen. But God speaks to us by addressing our problems, and Mary took time to ponder the problems that people dealt with. Today on Christmas Day, we learn the power of seeing the glory of God. We learn this from Jesus. As I mentioned, you probably feel very busy, maybe too busy. Even Jesus felt too busy at times. He would get overwhelmed in his ministry with the multitudes of hungry people and sick people. One of the reasons that causes us to be too busy is that we do too much, and we obsess on doing things, taking action. And people need another thing to do, like they need another hole in their head. It's something about our human nature that when we take the time to understand another person's problem, we want to fix it right away. And to do that, we think of things that they can do or that we can do. But Jesus wasn't like that. Jesus, even though he did do a lot of things, the first thing he always did was to see the glory of God. People occasionally would try to corner him with a tricky question, try to get him to get pulled into the fray of politics or things of that nature. But instead, Jesus always talked about God and what God does. Today on Christmas Day is a classic example. In the Christian calendar, the yearly calendar, of course, Easter is a big deal, perhaps the biggest deal, where we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. But Christmas really is just as big in practice. In fact, it's probably a bigger deal in the cultural scene where stores and businesses and so much do celebrations around Christmas. And yet, what happened on Christmas from a Christian perspective? Jesus was born. And this is a miracle. It's a great miracle. It's the miracle of the incarnation, that God, the spiritual presence of God, would also be a physical presence in a child, a baby. But then again, what did that baby do? Well, life is a miracle, but from a productivity standpoint, it was quite modest. The baby Jesus, on the day he was born, cried. He probably nursed. Surely he slept. In other words, he just kind of hung out. He was just there. But that's okay. You don't have to do much for people to see the glory of God and to talk about it. Just by being there, angels sang, shepherds praised him, wise men visited him, even the cattle were lowing. So much wonder came just by seeing the glory of God. This was so powerful that each of the different four evangelists talk about Jesus and the beginning of his ministry in different ways. There's four books of the Bible that talk about Jesus' biographical life: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And Mark is thought to be the oldest one. And interestingly, Mark's gospel begins by Jesus getting baptized by John. There's nothing about his childhood or his birth. There's a connection to John and the tradition of the prophets. Well, then in the gospel according to Luke, the story gets backed up a little bit, and we hear about the infancy narratives of Jesus. We hear about Mary and a song that she sang, and her cousin Elizabeth, Elizabeth's husband Zacharias, and the birth of John the Baptizer. Luke wants us to see that the glory of God extends to this wonderful time when Jesus is born. Then in the gospel according to St. Matthew, we get a little bit more detail around the birth, but Matthew begins his gospel by going through the genealogy of Jesus. The point is that God's glory goes back even further than Jesus to each generation. You can see the glory of God and you can talk about it. The glory of God has been present on earth in many different ways, many different generations. Well, this morning we began our podcast and our sermon by hearing the gospel according to St. John. Now, John doesn't say too much about the birth in the earthly sense, but John writes about the actual creation of the universe. John chapter 1, verse 1 is a creation story. It complements the creation stories of Genesis. John says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him. Without him, nothing came into being." In other words, what St. John writes about in his gospel is that everything we see in creation helps to communicate the glory of God. You can see God in all of creation, in the mountains, in the rivers, in other human beings, in animals, if you but take the time to stop doing necessarily and just seeing and appreciating the glory of God. The same sentiment is echoed in the reading this morning from Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2 talks about the long view of creation. Chapter 1, verse 10 in Hebrews says this, "You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they all will become old like a garment. And like a mantle, you will roll them up. Like a garment, they will also be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not come to an end." The other day, I was talking to a friend of mine who is a physicist about entropy and how, as best as we can tell, everything tends to fall apart in this creation. Even subatomic particles, protons, or atomic particles like protons and neutrons will, we believe, decompose naturally on their own. That's what the Hebrews writer says, that all of creation will wear out like a garment, but this garment clothes the body of God. That we bring glory to God's being, which is what we celebrate on this Christmas day, which is what Jesus' ministry was all about. When it comes to communicating to people, Jesus, once he understood their problems, didn't just tell them to go do something. And he didn't always jump up and do things himself. First, he would pause and talk about the glory of God. Friends, we can do the same thing. If we want to be effective communicators, then we can learn from Jesus to stop short of going straight to the action items and give people some good news, give people some hope that there is a God who loves them, whose glory can be seen in creation. So when you're talking to someone and you want to communicate to them, first thing you do is you ponder the problem like Mary did. And once you understand that problem, think, what does God do about this? What's a story that I know from the Bible or something that I've experienced for my own life, like a testimony? Talk about that. Talk about what God does. Give good news. Give people some bread. Sometimes it's hard to not always have an action plan, a call to action, but the invitation on this Christmas day, this day of rest, let your action be rest. Let your action be your communication with those around you rather than another thing to do. Look to see God's glory and talk about it. Do that. Talk about God's glory. Question is, once you tell people about God's glory, they will want to know what to do next. And we'll talk about that at our next sermon podcast, Learning from St. Joseph. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for your glory. Help us to see it always. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast. And if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.